Welcome to another episode of the Grappling With Life podcast. It's just me and Zachariah today, and we're just going to roll right off the top of the dome. But there's a couple of things I want to clear up with Zachariah. So, yeah, you.
With me?
Yeah, you, bro.
What happened?
You know what happened, bro.
What happened?
Why didn't you come training yesterday, bro?
I told you why yesterday.
Go to the split screen so they see your dirty face, bro.
Why are you baiting me up, though? I already told you yesterday.
Nah. You know your excuses, yeah? I think yesterday might have been... Yesterday might have been legitimate, yeah? But your excuses are elaborate, bro.
Go on, give me one excuse that I gave you that it's not up to standards.
No, but the thing is, it's like, why are you making excuses?
I'm not making excuses. That's just...
Bro, he texts me. Listen, he texts me yesterday, yeah?
Do you want to know exactly?
No. Let me finish.
Oh, go on.
Let's be human beings, innit?
Go on, I'm listening.
Well, let me bring it up, actually. Because I know exactly what's going through your head.
What?
I'll tell you. Where is it? Oh. 2:55. This is on WhatsApp. So this is on the group. So it's not just Imran's on this group. So it's the podcast group. Yeah. You going training today? ? Then I go, yeah, bro. You're making it out like, am I going training? I'm the one that's infrequent.
No, I just wanted to see if I'm going to see you there.
Anyway, I said, yeah, I'm going. It's at 2:55. Yeah. Then you said, yeah, inshallah, I'm going. Yeah. I asked you, are you going? He said, yeah. Anyway, so at that time, I can tell you what he was doing. You've probably just ate or something, or you're rested. Yeah, 2:55. You're about to go pick up your daughter, probably.
2:55. I'll tell you why I said it at 2:55. Gone. Yeah. I was at school and I met Rashid.
Yeah.
And he said, are you going training today?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. If you're going, I'm going to go because I need you to be my partner.
So why don't you partner with me?
Because you snake me 24/7 all the time.
No.
Yeah, you do, bro.
No, you snake me, bro.
I turn my back one time, fam. You're with, like, Stevenson.
Also, you come late. You bop in late. You do.
The only two times I came late was because I dropped your kids.
Let me readjust what I just said, yeah? You come in on time, but you take 45 minutes to get dressed. Don't even try it.
No.
So by the time I get on the mat, you get on the mat. I've already got a partner.
I can't be loyal.
What do you mean? I can't.
You can't be loyal.
And also, I thought, you know what? Maybe doesn't want to train me because I'm just too good.
Nah,
I'm joking.
It's because I my leg is mash up.
Yeah.
And every time I train with someone,
yeah,
it gets mash up again.
But I don't mash you up though.
Exactly. So that's why I want to be either with you or.
Okay.
Rashid,
so fine. Okay.
You might.
I will
know.
Train with you next time you come in. I'll wait.
All right, cool. Send on one.
And this is live on the internet, bro. Yeah.
All right, cool. But if you snake me,
I'm not gonna snake. This is the only reason why I haven't partnered with you because I thought you didn't want to.
No, why would I not want to? Bro?
I don't know. You're weird.
Nah, man. Nah.
You're a strange guy. Strange cat.
Nah. It's not even that. And then on top of that, obviously I had other commitments. And then Rashid.
No. Okay, I said I'll give you yesterday a pass.
He fucked me off though.
But you could have just still come.
Yeah, but then I still had that preconception of you.
No, you could have asked though as well.
Yeah, and you would have snaked me.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you're not going to
snake me. No, you've never said to me, be my partner. I'll be like, and I said no.
No, you don't say no. You just go and tell the other guy. You won't tell the other guy that, oh, no, Zach's my partner already. Sorry, it's too late.
No, it doesn't work like that, bro.
It does.
Bruv, you're talking wet, you know that. You're actually talking wet.
Do you want to be my partner?
No. Listen.
Do you want to be friends?
Do you want me to be your partner, bro?
I do.
Okay, khala. So next lesson, I'll be your partner. But so don't flip and let me down, bruv.
I won't. It's not really letting you down.
It is letting me down. Because no. When you say you're with your partner, that means you have to turn up to class. Don't say I'll be your partner when I decide to come training, bro. It doesn't work like that.
No. I'm gonna come. It's just the partner situation, bro.
Don't lie, bruv.
Obviously, and other...
And what?
And other...
What other things?
That just come up sometimes.
No. Can't you commit to something, though?
I can.
So why don't you do it?
I'm committing to life, bro.
Well, we're talking. I'm actually being serious, blood.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm actually being serious, bro.
You're joking. You're joking. I'm actually being serious.
I'm joking about that. I'm being serious about this.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah. So am I.
About what?
About
let me actually. You know what?
Partner, I'm gonna...
Let me tell you a little bit about Zach's martial arts history. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about Zach's martial arts history.
I don't even have one, bro.
Let me tell you a bit about Zach's martial arts history. Right, yeah. Man,
tell me.
When I was doing Shotokan karate, I used to take him with me. Yeah.
That was dead though.
Okay, fine. You didn't like it. That's fine.
No, but why? Why didn't I like it, bro?
I don't know, bro. You asked me. That's true. Why didn't you like it? Go on.
Because I was always at the back of the class, forgotten about.
Why?
That's just how the class is.
Because you were a white belt, blood. That's why. You never. You got to a red belt, I think.
Yeah, well, I went up, bro. I did a couple gradings, bro.
Did you?
Yeah, but the thing is, the teacher forget. If you're not at the front, you're forgotten about. But obviously, the higher belt's at the front.
So but that's how it's supposed to.
You're just at the back, yeah? He don't know if you're doing ki to the ceiling, bro.
Yeah, but bro, I started like that, bro.
Nah. Man.
Everyone starts at the back and they go to the front, bro.
Nah, that's the. If you're a teacher, bro, teach.
Yeah, you should go around and whatever.
Struggling, innit, bro? But obviously, it's fine. Karate's dead.
What else did you do?
That's it, bro. And then I stopped doing that and I started playing football.
Nah, man, there was a long time between that and...
Yeah, I didn't do anything, bro. What did we do? Nothing.
I don't know, you just didn't train at all, bro. Not even exercise, bro.
Nah, I did exercise, bro. I was playing football daily, bro.
No, but that's not really exercise. It's playing, bro. I'm talking about actual serious training, bro.
Nothing, bro.
Do you remember when we took, Allah rahmah, you and... Sharif, the Pure Gym, bro. Was it Pure Gym? No. It was actually, I remember.
It was Hawa Fitness.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Oh!
Watch out.
Hayya Fitness.
Hayya Fitness, that's it.
Okay, and I looked at you guys. I was like, if there was a camera in here, this is before YouTube was popping. You would have been all over YouTube, bro. First, Sharif came in with his pajama bottoms. Remember?
He started doing dumbbells and triceps. What's that? Biceps and
triceps. He was doing the cable row and... Like, and then you just guys got bored and just left. I was like, all right,
biceps
cool.
And legs at the same time.
How old were you at the time? I think about 16 or something.
Yeah, I was young,
16,
man.
17.
But I'm not really into weights either, bro. I don't know why. I just find it boring.
No one's into weights.
Some people love weights, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I think bodybuilding for me, I did it for about when I was 18. 16, 17. I got into it for about...
It's repetitive, isn't it, bro? It's just switch it up a bit.
You know what it is? What I didn't like about it?
The atmosphere.
I didn't like that everyone was just flicked, like, I'm doing it to show off.
Yeah.
Really. Not show off, stuff for less. Not show off.
It's just, I don't like that
it's whole... It's the aesthetics thing that doesn't really...
Yeah.
I don't really like it. But I used to go to Legends Gym. And I shouldn't have said the name. Because the next thing I was going to say was... I'm not going to say it. But anyway, I went there. And... I like the discipline aspect. And bruv, bodybuilders are like serious, bruv. Like, I know they take steroids and stuff, which is...
Yeah, but it's boring, bro.
Yeah.
Imagine it's like, yeah, I'm just going to work on my arm today. And then you're doing 25 million exercises just on arms.
But you know, like, if you don't train your body and you... Like, for example, say you're doing jiu-jitsu, bruv, yeah? And you don't build up your strength... You're gonna end up getting injured, bro. That's the issue.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the people that just do weights, bro.
Yeah, we've gone past that now. I've actually just changed the subject.
Oh, yeah, you've got.
So there's the bodybuilders. That's their thing, and people love it, and that's fine. It's funny. It's when you see that bodybuilders who think they can fight because they push weights.
You know, it is. It's called the Chihuahua concept.
What's that? Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Go on.
Did you like it though?
No.
Basically, the Chihuahua concept is, yeah, in my brain, is you've got a loud mouth.
Yeah.
But you've got to do anything. So that's when you're hench, yeah?
Yeah.
Your presence is just, it scares people. Go, oh, this guy can punch you and erase you from this world.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think that. I just think that they just...
Do you think that's going to catch on?
No.
Chihuahua concept.
It actually doesn't make no sense.
It does, bro.
Actually, it doesn't make any sense. Oh, which reminds me. I saw this video of this guy. Oh, I wish you can pull it up, man.
What is it?
I can't remember. It's this guy in a car park trying to put a sticker on someone's car.
A sticker or a magnet?
A magnet or something. Have you seen that one?
The cart knock.
Guy goes, don't put it on my car.
The cart knock. He didn't put his shopping cart back. Those guys.
I didn't see the beginning part of it. I just saw that it was the most epic 1 minute.
Yeah, it's the cart knocks, bro.
Let me see.
These people, yeah.
Oh yeah, there it is, there it is, there it is. There it is. No, right. Yeah, there it is.
This it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, he drives off and he...
No, but it's how pedantic the guy is.
Karen or something.
So, park pretty far out, but they do even have a cart return. See it right over there?
I love the way he speaks, bro.
Huh?
He just boys them up.
Turn it down from YouTube.
They even have one out there. Poor Justice, lazy bones.
Lazy bones.
For this bit, bro. Oh, so it's a magnet.
Yeah.
Here, save it. Oh, give me a man. See what you did? You left this car in the middle of the spot so it can hit other people's cars. You're a kid, right? I'm a Sebastian. It's my job. Well, whose car is it now? Now, you understand, if you leave your card out, though, it can touch your car, too, other people's cars. So it can, because it's loose. No, the card can.
He hasn't blinked yet. Yeah. Oh, he just blinked.
He hasn't blinked.
Look.
He looks like the Wish version. Oh,
I love it. Go back. The guy, pause it. The guy corrects his grammar. Bruv, please play it. Because you know
what is it?
Just go play it, bro. What? No, go back. Rewind it.
Bro, how condescending is that?
It's
bro?
Pedantic, bro. That's the word, yeah? Play it.
Is that the word?
Yeah? And condescending as well, yeah? But play it.
No.
Go back again. Listen to the whole sentence. Before that. Okay, play. Wait.
No,
the
cart's
hand.
Why do not? Don't put nothing on my
car. Stop pausing there. But look at his eyes, man.
Don't put nothing on my car.
You know what it is, bro?
Out of anger, you don't know what you're saying, though. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like this man's correcting his grammar. Carry
That's
on.
A very polite guy.
But carry on, watch, yeah? I think he swears a bit here, yeah, so be careful.
No, you're acting rude. You put stuff in my car. You're acting rude by leaving your card out.
No.
What do you know?
What is that? Don't touch my... Oh
my God. Why is he rolling the window?
Wait.
Not put nothing on my car.
Wait.
You're using a double negative. Like, don't put anything on my car.
I'm educating.
I am trying to... I'm double educating you.
What?
Proper English,
thank you for that. Now, pause it. I love even the camera, the way it goes, first is
Bro.
It's beautiful.
Bro,
the thing is, it's the rage in the guy's eyes. Look at his eyes. He's not happy, bro.
He looks like the diet version of The Rock, bro.
Kind of. Yeah, a little bit. Play it.
He looks like Green Adam.
I'm not in your face.
Wait, watch, yeah?
Why are you so angry about this and not angry about that?
You're a Karen.
Sir, you don't know what that word means. You're just using it because
yes,
you...
Yes, we do.
Just define it for me.
That wants to do what you
want
to do.
No, I want, no, I want you to...
Shut up and don't touch my car.
I want you to do the thing that will make it nicer for everybody else. I'm going to give you a back. Sir.
He goes, go, yeah?
Are you going to take your... Where's she going?
Where's she going?
What? Leave me or leave you. You are a leader in your name.
What is he running?
But listen.
Why is he running?
No, he said, listen to how it doesn't make sense. Yeah? He goes, go. Guy goes, why are you making her leave you, man? You're going to have to go back to the car. That was my favorite exchange.
But bro, he actually took too much effort running and everything instead of walking to put your cart back.
You know what? You know
more work.
What would you do if someone done that to you?
I'll put my cart back, bro.
There's something about someone telling you what to do, bro.
No, no. I'm that type of person, yeah. If someone confronts me and I'm wrong.
If he was nice about it.
Do you know what I mean? He said, oh, can you put your cart back? I'll be like, all right, cool. So, sorry, bro. I should have put my cart back. No problem. But this is gone. The guy's chasing after his own car, bro. That's too
much. But you know, can I tell you what happened to me once? Oh, I can't remember the exact story, yeah? Take this off for a second, yeah? I can't remember exactly what happened, yeah? But I vaguely remember this happening and the guy was confused, yeah? So I made a mistake while driving. I can't remember where I was.
I think you told me this. I think so.
And then so he's gone nuts, bro, behind me. So he drove up right next to me, rolled out the window, and then, you can't drive, mate. I looked at him and go, bro, you're right, man. And that was a bad mistake. Well, so.
All right.
Yeah, don't do it again. I go, bro, I ain't going to do it again, bro. I'm trying my best. I'm going to try my best not to do it again. I'm sorry. That was a stupid mistake. He goes, then he starts laughing. He goes, all right, mate. And he just drove up.
Yeah, bro, if you're super nice, bro.
No, but it was my mistake, though.
Do you know what I mean, bro? If there's two people just shouting at each other, it's gonna go nowhere.
No, but I feel like he would have put his cart back.
Nah, he wouldn't, bro. There's no other nicer way to say it, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Go back to see how he said it, bro.
Bro, there's no nicer way he could have said it, bro.
Not okay.
Get turned sideways, hit that lovely GMC. How's the cart return right over there?
Look how far the cart return is.
You mean how close it is?
Look how close it is, sorry.
Yeah, be a good fella.
He can't hear him though.
Come on, you know you
can. But he knows.
Oh, he's probably gesturing.
He knows, yeah, he knows what he's
doing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Sebastian
Cartnarks. I'm Sebastian Cartnarks.
Are you telling me this is all he does?
That's all he does, bro.
No, I think the guy's here. I don't know if you can tell through that. Come on. Please, please, please. One last time. One last time. Oh. Give me the wave off. Nope. Put mine to the shame.
Hook back to the shame.
Sir and ma'am, see what you did is you left this cart in the middle of the spot so it can hit other people's
He's
cars.
So
go
sassy.
Back, go
though.
Back, go back, go back, go
He's
back,
so
go
sassy.
Back. Did you see how he just flicked that? He left his, look how long. Look, watch, yeah?
Sir.
Watch,
and ma'am.
Flick.
See what you did is you left this cart.
1, 2, he left his hand. he left his wrist like that for about 3 seconds. Look, that crazy eyes.
Now, you understand if you look
at- and I love the fact we can't see his wife's face.
Don't touch my car. Whose car? Whose car is it? It's my car.
And, you know,
he knows what he's doing, bro. He knows. Yeah. Look what he does, yeah? Listen to him.
I'm a Sebastian.
It's
my job.
Don't touch my car.
Well, whose car is it now? Now, you understand, if you leave your card out, though...
Stop there. But for real, the male version of a Karen, he has to be called Sebastian, bro.
100%. 100%.
Don't you think?
I agree with everything that he does.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think that's a Karen thing to do.
If you had a channel, yeah? If you was to create another channel
and
doing something similar that really irks you, what would it be, bro?
Like if someone threw rubbish on the floor.
Yeah, so my thing is rubbish on the floor, bro.
Yeah, bro. What would I call it?
I forget what you call it. But that for me, chucking rubbish on the floor,
that
winds me up on another level, bro.
Bro, that really grinds my gears.
And it's always wound me up, even as a kid.
But why though? Just leave it
why
in
does
your
it wind
car,
me up?
Leave it in your car or hold it.
There's you know my car park? Everywhere. Bro, you know my car park, yeah?
Yeah, it's nasty, bro.
Have you seen what they do in the back, bro? They just chill there. They smoke their little helium things.
Oh, that nitrous thing.
Yeah, whatever that is. And then they order Uber there.
I'll be surprised if they smoked helium.
What did I say? That's the last. I sound like a
flammable.
Look, I sound like a proper dad, didn't it? 1 second.
That's the last balloon he's doing. Man smoking helium.
It's not even helium as well.
No, it's nitrous oxide.
Whatever, bro.
Nitrous oxide or that. I don't know what it is, bro.
They just litter all over the place.
Have you seen how they are now, bro? They're that big, bro.
What?
The canister things.
How do you know, bro?
I see them all over the road, bro.
Bro, I just don't understand that, man.
Bro.
It's deep, bro. But anyway, like, you reminded me, why did I bring that up? Yeah, do not put something. Yeah, it's a double negative.
Bro, he's my favorite, though.
He's so pedantic,
He's my favorite, bro. Cart knock, bro. That's all he does. How many? 500,000 views just about him telling people to
And again, this is what I want to talk to you about today. Like, remember the video? Remember I sent you a screenshot? I had a moment of clarity, yeah? Where, not clarity, you kind of step out your body for it. Have you ever had that, bro? You kind of step out your body a little bit.
In what sense?
In your mind, you kind of just, for a minute, you're just hyper aware of what's going on everywhere, bro.
Okay, you're going.
Have you ever had that?
That screenshot. Yeah.
So I'm going through, like, I've gone through my thing, yeah?
That screenshot, bro, it just literally explains life right now.
So, where is it, man? One second. Yeah. So I'm going through YouTube and then I see this thumbnail. Can you exist before your mother?
This or that?
Yeah, that one. I'm like, what is going on? I understand the context of that. But it's the like, you know, when you're exposed to so much, yeah, going through YouTube that nothing
bothers you anymore.
You don't question it. Like that thing you just showed me before you shot. That guy eating ramen.
Oh, bro.
The hottest ramen and eating the hottest chip.
And recording himself and bogeys coming out and all that.
Like, how is that normal, bro? Like.
And people sit there and watch it, though. But that's ASMR.
And again, ASMR has become a thing now. Before the internet, do you reckon people going... hiring people just go... like that. How did that, like, even become a thing?
But I want to know, because, you know, I get the tingles, bro. I don't know if you get the tingles.
No, man.
You know when someone whispers in your ears and you're like...
What does that... What's the feeling, though?
The feeling is like, you know when you really need to go toilet?
Yeah.
And then you go to and you get that feeling. Yeah. That's the feeling.
But that's not a nice feeling, though.
It is a good feeling, bro.
Nah.
You don't like that feeling?
No.
Nah, bro. You must like that. Like that.
What do you mean, I must listen, like it? What?
See, people like that sound.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
But it's receptors in your brain, bro.
All right, like so...
Some madness like that.
I don't know. This is what brings me on to what I want to talk about today, yeah, which is what kind of content do you consume when you're online? Are you even aware of it? Like, are you aware of what kind of things you go to?
Yeah, but when you know when you open up a social media app or whatnot, yeah, it's not your choice of content.
It kind
of
is because the algorithm spits out stuff.
Not all the time, bro.
Not all the time, but most of the time. This is what I was. So, right now, if I go to my YouTube, yeah, I'll tell you what comes up.
So you're searching people existing before their mum, is that?
No, it's David. It's like a, you know, Hyde Park Corner, bro. So I got LBC clips, James O'Brien clips.
Oh, I love James O'Brien.
Him rinsing out politicians.
I hate him. I love him. I said that.
I've got Star Wars and/or episode breakdowns.
I love breakdowns, bro.
Some Ali Dawa video. I don't know why this guy. No, Joe Rogan videos. And I got football. Thierry Henry. You know that show with him and Jamie Carragher.
I love Jamie Carragher, Michael Richards.
Yeah, that
I
show.
Love that show, bro.
Muslim Skeptic.
Muslim Skeptic. Who's that?
Hakikatu, Daniel Hakikatu.
Oh yeah.
Shamsi, this is stuff that's not on my subscription, yeah? This is stuff that...
YouTube spitting out.
Yeah, spitting it out to me, yeah? I've got, like, the Rodecaster Pro tutorials, you know, like, for sound stuff. Bear Eric Ten Hag, people analysing his tactics.
Kids,
no, it's me, bro. Oh, it's you, me. Yeah. But I just watched it once, bro. Why am I shouting? Anyway. Oh, that guy, Comics Explained.
Comics
Explained. And yeah. You know that guy?
I like the other guy, man.
Which other
guy?
The
Comic Historian guy.
Oh, yeah. I like... and then someone pointed out, yeah, that... What are you doing?
Yeah, go on. Listen.
Someone pointed out to me that he does this.
And then now it's never been the same.
Now I keep hearing that. Like, I think he edits them out now, bruv. You know
the Comic Historian guy... He makes the story up in his brain. And then obviously other people do it from their shoulder.
Oh yeah, and then this chick, Just Pearly Things.
Oh yeah. She's a gangster, bro.
Ginger girl.
She's a gangster.
And then I've got BJJ stuff. Jordan Peterson. Bruv, let me send you this, bruv. I'm confused, man.
Cool, what is it?
I'll chat to you later about this one, bro. I'll chat to you later about that one, bro. Ben Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro.
He
just talks too fast for my liking. You know, I have to slow it down on YouTube when I listen to him.
Is it?
Yeah.
And
I can't listen to him like that.
Oh, ILM Films.
ILM Films, yeah.
They do like a daily kind of quiz. So a question, which of these Muslim philosophers was considered... Well, you see what the world's come to, bro? You see what the world's come to, blood?
I get it now. I get. Why would you say that to me, bro?
By the way,
who cares what she thinks about Rashford? I don't understand.
Bruv, I've just seen everything now.
Wait, no, we got to tell them, bro.
Nah, leave it, bruv. Allow it.
No,
I can't be bothered with the heat, man. Leave it. Seriously, man, leave it. If you want to know, comment in the... if you actually know, like...
Write down
the comments. And I'll decide if I want to say it or not. But...
What the hell? Who cares what she thinks about Rashford?
Bruv, I've seen certain things.
Oh my God, bro. That just wound me up.
If I go down this hole, we're going to get the whole... We're literally...
YouTube CEOs...
Our bank accounts are going to get closed down. That's what's going to happen.
YouTube CEO and Spotify CEO are going to come meet us up.
Yeah. And they go, you...
You need to stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so... Oh yeah, and flexibility training.
Oh, for your kneecaps.
For mobility and stuff. What else?
Yeah, we get it. Get it, those things.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that gets split up. But in my subscriptions, and then obviously our show.
You subscribe to that, yeah?
What, our show?
Yeah.
Yeah, just check when we post and stuff. But what about you? Let me see your one.
You know what I get?
Let me see your one.
Yeah.
Not the subscriptions, yeah?
Huh?
All right. Oh, you ain't got YouTube Premium, have you?
I do.
You peasant.
I do. That is YouTube Premium.
No, it's not, bro. You got ads in there.
That's not ads.
It says shop now.
That's not... You don't get ads in the...
Yeah, you got the book thing, but yeah, I'm saying... Yeah. Anyway, so you got Shemsi. What? Infographic show. Yeah, I like that show.
Wicked show, bro.
Infographic show.
Well...
The Muslim Lantern, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
He's good.
I like him, man. He's very, very good, bro.
You got The Scary Truth About Halloween. All right.
What else? There's one more thing you're missing.
Auditing Britain.
I love watching audits, bro.
But actually...
I only like watching the people that don't... They don't start the altercation. They're just going about their day. And then someone just...
Because I've seen some, bro. Yeah, they go into government buildings and start videoing people, bro. What are you doing, man?
They're wind-ups. I don't like those ones. I like the ones where people are actually...
If we show some...
in their rights or whatever.
But if we show some, do you think we get a copyright strike?
I think so, yeah. I think so. But I like watching them, man.
No, but I'm...
You know why?
It's a reaction, bro. It
educates me, bro.
From that time you got strip shirts?
Yeah, bro. That was depressing.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to share that?
Yeah, bro. Why not,
go,
bro?
Go ahead.
Anyway, I must have dropped the little one to ballet. And then I'm in a zip car because my car was getting fixed. And then I'm outside the ballet place. Next thing you know, a big bully van comes.
Bully van meaning, you know those big vans?
Yeah, the big vans with all the police officers in there. And then they come right to the car, pull down your window, lower down your window. What are you doing in this area? This and that. I'm like, first of all, I was confused because I was watching anime on my phone. And then I just see a police standing right next to me. Anyway, and then it goes, step out the car. Whose car is this? Blah, blah, blah.
Whose car is it?
Yeah, I'm like, can't you see? It says zip car on it. Obviously, it goes, yeah, but people are hiring zip cars now and they're doing drug deals and this and that. I was like, but I ain't got drugs, man. That day, I had a lot of money on me. Cash, yeah?
How much is a lot?
It was about £5,000 or whatnot.
What?
Yeah, but I was giving it to someone.
Okay.
I was giving it to someone, yeah? And then...
Yeah, that's... That's what done it, though.
Why you got so much money on you? I was like, bro, first of all, I own a business. I'm paying my employees and this and that, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, okay, show us that you're an employer and this and that. I showed them everything. And then they still didn't believe me. And it goes, oh, we're going to have to search you. I was like, what are you searching me for? For what, though? I literally just dropped my daughter into ballet. Why would I do drug deals with my daughter at the back of the car? Like, why would I do that?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean, bro?
They think you're extra... A special type of scumbag, innit?
I was thinking, what's that? What's going on there? And then they goes, no, we don't believe you, this and that. I was like, all right, cool. Search me. I don't care. We're going to have to do a strip search. I was like, excuse me? I was like, this is a bit extreme now. You're getting too far, bro. He goes, nah, you need to understand that there's a lot of robberies and drug deals happening in Tower Hamlets and this and that. I was like, all right, cool. They put me in the van, bro.
Bro, that's outrageous.
They took off my shoes, my socks, my trousers, bro. They pulled down my boxes from the back, stuck his hand in like...
What, in your...
Yeah, in my back.
What, naked back?
Yeah, my naked back, bro. They just put their hands down my boxes, bro. Started going like this underneath my boxes and everything. And I'm like, bro, this is, what's going on here?
Can I ask you, what were you doing with your eyes?
Bro.
You must have been like this.
Bro. I was just saying, this is
violation, though, man. All seriousness, that's a violation, bro.
Bro, and then it still wasn't enough. After they let me put my clothes on, like a waste man I am, yeah, like my dignity is all gone. They bought a fingerprint machine. They goes, we need to fingerprint you and all this.
Nah, did you?
Yeah, I put it. I got nothing to hide, innit?
No, like, but cool. No, but that's
they
the thing.
They pulled out my name, my date of birth, everything, just from a fingerprint, bro.
How?
I have no idea, bro. Zero clue.
Have you been fingerprinted before?
I don't know. Not to my recollection, bro.
No, but you've been... You had some issues with police before,
yeah, but once, bro. But I don't remember them taking my fingerprints or anything, bro.
They might have. Were you taken to the station at that time?
What, there and then?
No, the last time. The first time.
I can't remember, man. I don't think so. But they can do everything on site now, bro. It's not even that.
No, but I'm saying how they got
you... You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Then I met one brother. He brings his daughter to the.
Well, I love the way you're trying to tell me the story as if I don't know what happened.
Oh, did I tell you?
Anyway, you told me, bro.
He comes, he's like, hey, free him, bro. What are you doing? What are you doing to my boy? He started causing a commotion. Anyway, people are coming out. All these parents are coming out now from the ballet school.
But what drug dealer takes their daughter to ballet, bro? I don't understand.
I felt so embarrassed, bro. I was so embarrassed, bro. And then they're just like, yeah, all right, say no more. See you later.
Yeah, so for me, I've got very bad experience with police, bro. I can't remember one interaction with police that was
pleasant.
Well, to be fair to policemen, yeah, because obviously we've got guys who are police come to the gym and they're nice guys, bro. And their job is very stressful and stuff, yeah. And no one calls the police for a happy occasion.
Yeah, but bro, there's a way to explain things, isn't it?
But a lot of the times, they escalate things, bro.
Yeah, for no reason, bro.
It's like they might have had, I don't know what, like they escalate things.
It's not hard to put two and two together. Use your detective work, bro. The guy's here, he's watching anime in a car. You can see,
no, but the thing is,
cartoons, bro. He's not a drug dealer.
You know Bethnal Green's hot though, yeah? You know that.
You know where Bethnal Green, you know
where I know exactly where it was. I know exactly where it is. Bruv, Bethnal Green is hot.
Do I look Bengali?
You don't have to be Bengali, bro.
Do I look like,
bruv, you know, do you want to hear what happened to me, bruv?
Go on.
This was like in 2012, yeah? I was doing my PGC night school, yeah?
Mm.
So from work, this is in Tower Hamlets as well, yeah? From work, yeah, I would cycle to the uni,
yeah,
and do my class and then leave. So we'd finish about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I'm cycling, you know, in a Brompton, bruv, yeah? If you guys don't know what Brompton looks like, a glorified wheelchair, bruv, yeah? So I'm in my Brompton, bruv. I'm cycling home, minding my own business. And then I see a bully van do a U-turn. And I'm thinking they're going somewhere else. I'm thinking they're going somewhere else. Bruv, they pulled me over, blood, on my bike.
On your bike?
Yes, bruv, they pulled me over. And I'm like, again, every other time I've been stopped by the police, it's been ridiculous, bruv. It's been something ridiculous, bro. Yeah? Like, absolutely outrageous, bro. Especially stop and search type thing.
Wow.
Yeah? So they've stopped me.
When was the last time you got stopped and searched before that time? In your, like, teens, innit? 16, 17?
Yeah, like, not as an adult. Like, before I got... Well, no, I actually got... Like, I would say... Because the thing is, bro, I don't walk the streets, bro. Do you understand? I'm not, like... If you think about it, when I look at my lifestyle, just
work home.
Like, I'm not like bopping around roads. So the likelihood of me crossing a police officer is very, but it happens, I would say it happens maybe once or twice a year, bruv. Mm. It's happened less because the older I get, the less, yeah, you kind of come out of demographic, innit, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, they've stopped me and the guys come, like, bruv, 30 of them come out the car, bruv. Well, why don't you just nominate someone, bruv? Or two. Why is 40 of you come out the van?
Who knows what kind of call they got, though?
They didn't get no call.
So what, they just stopped?
Bro, do you want to hear how outrageous this thing was, bro?
So what?
Listen. So they stopped me. Guess what's the first thing they asked me?
What are you doing here?
Is that your bike?
Nah, it's not.
I go, yes, it's my bike. And by the way, that bike, I bought it brand new from Evans. Brand new. So it wasn't secondhand. I bought it brand new. So if it was secondhand, maybe it was stolen or something, yeah? But it was brand new, yeah? So I was mad confident. You know how confident I was, bruv? I was like, you guys, you just waste. In my head,
Bumble add-ons.
I'm joking around with them, bruv. I'm like, they're laughing and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Mm. I wasn't nervous at all, bruv, yeah? Because I knew I bought the bike from the shop.
Yeah.
So he goes, yeah, we're going to just run the thing. It's, you know, just routine, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all right, cool. They've gone into the car. 10 minutes goes by. 15 minutes goes by. They come back and they go, I'm afraid that the bike's been reported stolen. Bruv, I looked at them. I was like, are you guys mad?
Gas
it. I go, look at me. I go, it's impossible. Do you understand what I'm saying? I bought the bike from Evans in Spitalfields. Yeah. I was the one who bought it. And I got it from the Ride to Work scheme as well. You know the Ride to Work scheme? They're like, nah, it says it's been stolen. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what? Because obviously, think about it, yeah? The serial number of each bike is what?
To that bike.
It's unique, bruv. Yeah. So there's no two of the same serial number, yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, they're like, we're gonna have to take you in. I said, huh? I go, listen, I've got the receipt at home. I've got the receipt at home. But guess what? He goes, let me chat to my Sarge. He goes, okay, we'll drive you home and show us the receipt, blood.
Haven't they got anything else to do though?
This is it. This is.
You know, if my bike got stolen, I ain't finding that bike.
That's it. 30 man in the car. Imagine how much does a police officer get a year? 30 grand, 35 grand?
Who knows?
So times that by 5 or 6 or 7, how many? It's probably like 7. That's a lot of money, yeah? So they've, not only are they driving me home, yeah?
They're stopping
people on the way. I'm not even joking, bro. Like, imagine they've stopped about 3-4 people.
What?
And now I'm starting to feel like a hostage.
Bro, wait. Are they doing Uber pool?
I'm telling you, Zach, I felt like a hostage. And then in my head, I'm like, I'm Muslim. They're going to start trying to spin this. All sorts of madness was going through my head. Then I reached into my pocket. He goes, oh, take your hands out your pockets. I'm like,
you went from a normal joking guy to a suspect real quick.
Yeah. And then I went to, I said, let me call my wife to let her know I'm coming home. Yeah. To let her, to look for the receipt. Cause I bought this bike a few years back. Yeah. So I bought it in 2008 and it was 2012 at the time.
Well, bro, you got me at stopping people. Yeah. On the way, bro. That's,
yeah, bro.
That's outrageous, bro.
So now, imagine this, bro, yeah? Just imagine the scene, yeah? Bully van pulls up outside my house. I come out the van. Three police officers escort me upstairs. I go inside the house. Inside, you know, because you have flats, yeah? So the main entrance, I go upstairs. And I open it, the kids are just looking at them like, what the hell's going on? And then they showed the receipt.
Brother...
And then they let me go, bro.
So you got a free ride home?
It was
an anxious ride home.
I'm telling you already, it's like being in, it was like being held hostage, bro. Like imagine your freedom was just taken away, just like that.
But that must be illegal, bro. It must be.
I don't know,
That's
bro.
Why I watch those videos, bro.
I don't know. There was a time when I got stopped. This is, my missus was pregnant at the time, yeah? Bro, heavily, heavily pregnant, bro. I just about got her in the car, bro. You know when they get like, and they've just pulled me over and that whole thing, it's a routine check.
Bro.
And they're telling her to get out of the car so they can search her blood. I was like, are you lost, bro? You can see she's heavily pregnant. Why are you searching a pregnant woman for, bro?
Bro.
And then they just let me go after. It was just like, it's weird, man.
Have you seen that video of that guy? He's in the car driving. You just see his face.
Yeah.
And then police come out of nowhere. Get out of the car, armed police. Get out of the car, bro. And he's trying to get out of the car, bro. And he's trying to push the thing and they're grabbing him. His glasses fly everywhere, bro. They put him on the floor. And they're like, shut your mouth. The popper putting guns to his head and that. Like, shut your mouth. It was the wrong guy with the wrong car, bro. The guy was shaking, bro. He's like this, yeah? He's sitting in the car and the guy's like, oh, I'm sorry and blah, blah. Did you find your glasses and this and that? Bro, let me see if I
can. No, don't show it.
Bro.
Did you see the other one?
Bro, wait.
Yeah, go on.
The guy goes, okay, take a minute before you drive off so we don't have an accident. But the guy was shaking, bro. Bro, do detective work properly. How are you doing that?
I don't know, bro, man. I saw this, I think it's a guy from UAE, bro. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah, in America. And he was in the hotel.
Yeah, the guy's...
Mash him up, he had a cardiac arrest or something.
Like, he just dropped, bro, on the floor. But they called up... Imagine this, bro, yeah?
The wrong guy as well.
No, the girl from the hotel calls up.
Terrorist or something.
Yeah, so she heard him say ISIS on the phone.
Yeah. He was probably talking about the washing up liquid.
He didn't even say anything, bruv. They came in with rifles, bruv. And bruv, that you know that police officer though, fair dues to him, he was screwing at the end.
At the woman.
Yeah, bruv. Because they've got to take it serious, innit?
Yeah, but do detective work, bro.
Zach, that is a detective work. You gotta neutralize the threat first. I'm not saying I would not really blame the police officer in that. If you're a police officer, someone called up and said there's a guy with a gun, yeah? Or there's an armed person, you're not gonna come in and say, oh, excuse me, sir. You're gonna have to make sure the threat is neutralized first and then figure it out later, bruv. And then whatever happens afterwards happens after. But it's that prejudice of that woman, just because the guy was wearing a qamis, immediately.
Yeah.
That's mad, bruv. And I still to this day, bro, still to this day, when I see, I mean, less so to be honest with you now, but there was a time where I'd see police and I'd literally get nervous, bro.
Now I don't really get nervous anymore, bro.
Even after that?
Even after that, bro. If you're going to take me, bro. What are you going to do me for, bro? I've done nothing.
But also, wrong. Never ever consent to a search, ever.
Bro, of course not, bro.
Because you said yes.
No, you know what it was? Because I thought he said search, as in he's just going to search me like this, yeah? But then he took me to the van.
No, that's like, mad, that one though. I've been searched before on street, bro. That's okay, the most humiliating. I got searched in Oxford Street, bro. I got searched in... And you know what? There was a time that I had a good interaction, though. I tell a lie. Yeah? This is before I got a license, yeah? What happened was one of my friends, his house got burgled, yeah? Mm. And he wanted to move his stuff from his house. He was in a hostel. He wanted to move his stuff out. Because in case like the guys come back or whatever, yeah? So he's begged me, goes, please, man, it wasn't too far from where we live, yeah?
Yeah.
And I think I didn't get my license. So I just drove the car and to help him move his stuff. And I got pulled over, bruv. Oh my God.
That's when your whole soul leaves your body.
Bruv, literally, it's like someone poured cold water over me, bruv. And this was like a while back, man. I was young, man. I must have been like 6, 17, 18, something like that. Yeah. And the guy pulls me over. It's a bully van.
He probably knew already, bro.
Nah, but this is what happened. He pulls us over. Then he sees all his stuff in the car, bro. He's like, what the hell? We'd explain it to him. Yeah. Then he looks at them. There's no road tax, bro, on the car. No MOT.
Back then, you couldn't really check if you didn't have insurance either.
Nah, he knew because he knew if there's no road tax, there's definitely no MOT, bro.
Yeah.
And mean, there's definitely no insurance.
If you had road tax and MOT, they wouldn't be able to tell if you didn't have
No, insurance. They'd give you a producer, bro. You have to go to the police station and produce all the stuff, innit? Yeah, that's how they normally do it.
Yeah, but you can be anyone at that time, innit?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was like back in the day. But he knew, like, you're a smart police, yeah. So, bro, he saw my face, innit? I was like, listen, I told him straight, bro. I said, look, this is what's happened. I know it's not right what I did, yeah? But he goes, listen, you leave your car here. You go find someone to move your car, yeah? And if I see you again, I will arrest you. Do you understand me? From that day, I think I got my license about 2 weeks later. I was due to get my
Imagine you got banned on that, bro. That would have been a madness.
Like someone that I know. Idiot. It's a stupid thing. Like, you're a kid, innit? You're an idiot, bro.
It's true.
Stupid. Like, there's no need. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure if I asked Abby, who would have helped out, bro.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought I was smart, innit? I was like, you know, it's just down the road, bro.
It's always just down the road, isn't it? It's the down the roads that get you into trouble, bro.
Yeah,
bro. If you went to Manchester, fam.
And there's always like that one guy that you're with always attracts police attention, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like a police magnet, bro.
Yeah.
And then he gets rude as well on top of that, bro. I'm like, just shut up for 5 minutes so we can just let them do their thing and let us move, innit? Yeah. Anyway, how much time we got left?
10 minutes.
No, how much time did we do?
Oh. 53.
All right. Yeah, boy, them are long, bro.
I don't think I've ever had a good interaction, to be honest, bro.
But I saw something on BBC News. There was like this ex-gang leader they were interviewing, yeah? Mm. And he said something really smart. He goes, you know, police officers are not elected individuals. I don't have to like you.
Yeah, but you know police officers.
But
you know,
they're there to do a job, innit? Do you get me?
To become a police officer, bro. It's only 6 months training, bro.
Is it?
That's it. And then that's it. You're a fully fledged police officer, bro. It takes more than 6 months to become a lawyer, bro, to know all the law and all this, bro.
Yeah, but think about it. They're not really gonna...
But they can just break laws like no man's business. Because they didn't learn everything, bro.
Yeah. But I think America's worse. I mean, here...
Yeah, we got it easy here, bro.
But bro, but again, another thing as well. Imagine all you see all day is criminals. Think about it. Every time you get a phone call, it's going to skew a little bit the way you see people, bruv. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like...
I was watching one video yesterday. Some woman called the police for her daughter. She must have broke a table or something. It was in America.
Who calls the police on their daughter, bro?
You know,
yeah,
chaps,
okay.
Isn't it, bro? Anyway, and then the brother comes out and he's having an altercation with the police now because they took so long, I think. And then, anyway, they're arguing and this police officer, I think it was just having a bad day or something, yeah? He goes, what? Do you want me to put my gun and badge away and we'll settle this like men? Next thing you know, he takes his gun, takes his badge, throws it around, they start rocking with the gun.
No guy. Way!
Mashes him up, bro.
Whoa!
He mucks him.
Mucks who up?
He mucks up the son. He just mashes him up, bro. He got fired anyway, but...
Did he deserve it, though?
The son?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely deserved it, bro. Definitely. Because the guy came to help.
Right.
And he's trying to give attitude, innit? But he got fired, though. He mashed him up, bro. He rocked his boat. It was funny. He started chatting poop to him as well at the end.
Well, after he got...
No, the police officer, he's like, you don't want it with me again. You don't want it. I'll do the same thing again.
But another...
His boy.
Yeah.
The police officer, the police officer. He's like, I ain't involved.
But again, there's another thing as well. It's strange that they don't... It should be mandatory to do jiu-jitsu, bro.
It's true.
It should be mandatory as part of police training. No, jiu-jitsu, bro.
Even judo, bro.
No, bro. Jiu-jitsu, like literally how to control that body on the ground. Because think about it. You got to do a takedown and then you got to control the guy on the ground, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I see? Some man, there's like 30 of them trying to control a guy, bro.
So why do they do karate then? Because a lot of police do karate, bro.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know what the police training is.
Nobody's going to, you're under arrest. But,
no, but I'm thinking... And there should be like some sort of fitness criteria as well, bro.
Yeah, why are they all overweight?
Like, you know, if you're in the army, you got to be a certain, you got to run a certain. But again, I think what happens is it reduces the pool, innit?
Well, they're already struggling without police anyway. They need more, but they're always recruiting all the time. Bro.
But you know, the American police, it's like military, bro.
Yeah. But they got guns, innit? So they're really. No, care. But they're. You could be overweight, but I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, so you don't.
Run away, I'm shooting you, bro.
Yeah, they're cat people, like, it's like, it's mad, bro.
Can you imagine that, bro? Just waking up and you've killed someone.
Waking up or?
Yeah, you're waking up from sleep. You started your day.
Started my J.
Your day?
Yeah.
9 a.m., you've already shot someone and he's dead.
I don't think it's exactly like that.
You go again to work the next day.
No, it doesn't work like that, bro. When you shoot someone, come on, you don't even watch these cop things.
Nah, I don't.
So, this is from, like, shows and stuff, but...
Or they get sabbatical leave and what?
No, they have to do an investigation. Every time you kill someone, there's a sabbatical. You have to do a sabbatical. Not sabbatical. It's called like a administrative leave or whatever it
desk
is.
Desk duty and all that madness.
Yeah, so or either you work behind desk and then they have to investigate. They debrief you and all that stuff. So it's not like...
So why are they shooting man left, right?
Bro, I think we need police. Listen, don't get me wrong.
Would you want police armed here? Every police?
There are armed police here.
I'm talking about normal PCSOs and...
Nah, bro. But if you think about it, in America, the reason we have to be armed is because everyone else is armed.
You know what I don't understand? Community support officers.
Can I tell you a funny story about community, community support
officers? I don't understand them, bro. Is their job?
Let me tell you a funny story about community support officer, yeah? So I'm cycling up the wrong way in Brick Lane.
The wrong way. Oh, it's one way, you drive another way.
But to my defense, this is stupid. To my defense, I read a Guardian article that said that you're allowed to cycle up a one-way street. Cycle up a one-way street.
Yeah.
Because it's safer. You can see the cars coming, innit?
Okay, yeah.
So, obviously, you don't take an article.
Not solid gold.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you do more research, you read the highway code, all that stuff, yeah? So, in my head, I'm like... So I'm cycling up the Brick Lane, yeah? And then going to work. And then this guy comes up to me like, you know those three-wheeler mopeds?
Yeah. Like those ticket inspectors.
Yeah, those. So he comes up. And you know they got light blue things in it? Blue lapel, what are they called? Shoulder strap things.
Yeah,
So he stopped me. He goes, oh, you're cycling up the wrong way, da-da-da-da-da. All this stuff, yeah? And I look at him, I go, are you a police officer? He goes, no, I'm community support. I literally cycled off. I felt bad because I knew he couldn't arrest me, innit? So I just literally said, all I can hear is like this, yeah? Hey, as I cycle away, I go, hey, come back here.
Bro.
That's what I hear.
I would have quit my job.
Literally, and I turned right, got into the office and just sat down.
Because it's
literally... My office was like 30 seconds away.
So what do? They just call for backup. That's it. Real police. They call real police.
I don't know. Look, I don't want to gun these guys out. I'm just telling you what happened.
If anybody's a community support officer, man, let me know what you do, bro. Because, bro.
I remember when they came in first, bro. Because
they built bare of these little police stations for them.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't see them in the hood. Every hood has like a little blue metropolitan police station.
No, we ain't got one.
Yeah, there's one in Haggerston.
No.
There is, bruv.
When's that last time you've been in a police station, bro?
Police station?
Yeah.
Since that time, bro. micro days.
No, no, not in a, not as an arrest, like someone who got arrested, bro.
Oh, what?
I'm talking about in a police station.
Never. Since then, never. Not even, what, as a snitch?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
Never.
Have you snitched, yeah?
Nah.
I can't remember, I went to a police station. Oh, yeah. I had to go report her. I did snitch, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
You dirty snitch,
bro. No, because there was a guy who pulled out a knife on one of the kids. Do you remember?
So he snitched on
this? He's a mental guy, bro.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
We had to get him sectioned and that.
Bro, I'm not letting some lunatic run around the street, bro. That's, nah, bro. He was like, literally, like, crazy. Or was it a woman? I think a woman. She chased him with a knife. So, to be honest, I was like, you know, then his mom, my missus was like, no, you got to report. I was like, you go. You know what the worst thing is sometimes?
Anonymous. And you start, hello? Yeah, it's not Mohammed.
Nah. But this whole not snitching thing, that's like, I think it's, if it's a crime, I'm not saying go out your way to like.
Nah, if I see someone running over a kid or something and I know their license plate, I'm saying the license plate.
Yeah, obviously standard, bro. Like, don't do, stop breaking the law. Nah, but bro, as you get older, you become more conservative.
You do, bro. You do.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, you literally become, like, when you have kids and when you're younger, you're a bit more liberal, innit? Yeah, let everyone do their thing or whatever. Mm. And, like, now I see a few kids on the street corner, I'm like, look at these guys, like, flipping bums. Need to go and get a job and all that rubbish, yeah. Oh, man.
You even got problems with the fox, bro.
What?
You got problems with your foxes as well.
What foxes?
Can you say foxes?
Yeah, well, plural.
Yeah.
Why not?
You can't say sheepses.
Do you know what, bro?
Let's end it on that.
You're annoying.
One second. Plural.
It's foxes, bro.
Fox. Oh, yeah, it's foxes.
Bro, you didn't have to Google it.
I typed in sheepses and it says, yeah.
No.
No, I'm joking. Anyway.
Sorry, guys. This was a quick one.
Take us away, bro.
So we've got some really good episodes lined up for you in the next few weeks. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. And go ahead and trigger the algorithm. Like and subscribe on the video. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Also, the new channel, Bedouin Breakdown, the new MMA show with Khalid Ismail that we're producing. That's obviously... well. We've released the fourth episode. Go ahead and check that out. And that's it. Yeah. So I'll see you guys on the next one.